This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. British Petroleum announced yesterday it's laying off 3,000 positions from its worldwide marketing and refining operations. That comes on top of 4,000 layoffs BP announced last month in its global production and exploration units. A spokesperson says this round of cuts will not affect Alaska. However, BP does expect to cut about 260 jobs in Alaska this year. The Chilkat Indian Village in Klukwan is trying to preserve its main salmon resource, the Chilkat River, with the highest environmental protection available. If the river is named an outstanding national water resource, it would be protected from activities that degrade water quality. But there's no system in place in Alaska to evaluate this kind of water protection request. That could change with a bill in the state legislature that would put these types of decisions in the hands of lawmakers. From KHNS in Haines, Emily Files has more.
The Chilkat River borders Haines and Klukwan, running 50 miles from southeast Alaska to Canada. For generations, it's provided salmon to the people in the Upper Lynn Canal.
That's like our Fred Meyer or Safeway and stores like that. That's where we get our food from.
Chilkat Indian Village Tribal Council President Jones Hotch Jr. says this past summer was the worst subsistence harvest he's seen.
I believe this is like a shot across our bow, like a warning to us, a signal that we should do something.
That's why the village nominated the river as an outstanding national water resource. The purpose of the designation is to give waters of exceptional recreational or ecological significance the highest protection under federal law. But right now, the law is in limbo. The Federal Clean Water Act requires states to put a method in place to evaluate these water nominations, but Alaska hasn't figured out a method yet. For years, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has worked toward regulations. Earl Krapps is with the DEC.
The consequences of this protection level are that the water quality must be maintained and protected.
In most Alaska waters, the state can allow activities that degrade water quality to a certain extent. With the outstanding resource status, also called a Tier 3 designation, no degradation is allowed unless it's temporary and has limited impact. Because of the strict limitations of that protection, some Haines residents are pushing back against the Chilkat River nomination.
The economics of this town does not depend just on fish.
That's Gary Hess, speaking at a local Fish and Game Advisory Council meeting. Some at the meeting wondered how it would impact mining, logging, and other industries. DEC's Krapps says because of the significant ramifications of the protection, his department thinks it should be up to lawmakers to decide the fate of the outstanding resource proposals.
Tier 3 designation goes beyond water quality. It would have impacts in other areas, for example, land use, because any sort of degradation to the water wouldn't be allowable. And so because of that, it needed a higher level of approval authority.
Senate Bill 163 and House Bill 283 were introduced by request from the governor in the legislature on January 29th. If approved, DEC would submit outstanding resource nominations to the legislature once every year for a decision. Right now, there are three nominations sitting on DEC's lap, waiting for a process to be decided. They are the Chilkat River, Kokutulli River, and the Bristol Bay Watershed. Hotch, from the Chilkat Indian Village, says he is not discouraged by the long wait or the resistance from other locals.
Our resolve is strong. This is not just for us, it's for our children's children's children. So far, you know, down the line, the generations that are yet to come. And we want to do this to also honor the past members of the Chilkat Indian Village.
In the meantime, the bills that would give the legislature power to decide on the nominations have been referred to the House and Senate Resources Committees. Reporting from Klukwan and Haines, I'm Emily Files.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.